Hey, everybody.
Hello.
What's up? My name is Matt
Hunter. I'm Dave.
And today we have two very special guests filling in for Max.
I'm Will.
And I'm Karen.
That's Will, if you couldn't hear.
Will from our sister podcast, This City Life. So that's cool. All right, so we're just going to get right into it. So what do we got for today, Gabe?
Well, foist. Willy Wonka is showing at the Englert. The classic Willy Wonka.
Oh, not the new Johnny Depp one. This is the one with the guy with the orange hair.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's the ginger.
that movie freaked me out as a kid.
The guy who plays Willy Wonka in that movie used to date my grandmother for a little while.
That's necessary
that's
information.
That's not a joke. I'm just saying that's really cool.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Anyway.
I can't remember his name. Gene something.
That's at the Englert at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On 11/24.
November. That's November
which
the 24th.
Is November the 24th.
For all of you people that hear numbers.
If I look at my super duper calendar here, I can figure out that is indeed Friday.
It's in 9 days.
So yes.
You guys got 9 days to, you know, hop on over and watch that Willy Wonka movie. Moving on. Do you want to talk about Rihanna, Will?
I know how much you love her.
I thought S&M was a good song.
Well, so Rihanna's got a new album out called Unapologetic. And I'm not going to apologize when I say this.
I hate her
music for the most part. I think
it's terrible stuff. I think
she's bad. I like one or two of her songs, but they're catchy, I don't know.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there, and especially from what little I heard of it, there is this weird dubstep thing going on in the background of that song, and it was, like, bad dubstep, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
Karen Green, resident hipster.
Dubstep artists, no, people that aren't dubstep artists that try and incorporate dubstep into their songs.
I mean, most dubstep artists shouldn't incorporate dubstep into their songs.
Yeah, well,
but
anyway, Kid Rock. Next, Kid Rock.
Rebel Soul.
Which is ironic, given that he was supporting Mitt Romney in the past election. Given like the secessionist petitions that are coming from Texas.
Kid Rock's just an idiot, though, and he also butchers music, in my opinion. We just review a lot of music here that sucks, don't we, on these podcasts?
Yeah, like, well, when good music comes out.
Between, like,
we'll
Toby Keith and Aerosmith. Like,
your man, Toby Keith?
My main man, Toby Keith. I don't want to.
Oh, he's your main man now?
He's my main man.
He's been promoted.
He's my brother from another mother that I resent. Let's put it that way. So, all right.
Like, movies.
Movies! So, this weekend, and also we're going to be talking about the movies that are coming out next Wednesday, since we're not going to be doing a podcast next week.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving, everybody. This week, on Friday, we have
a Lincoln movie that is not about him hunting vampires.
Yes, and it might actually be good.
And it might actually be good. Hey, wait, you didn't like that movie?
Vampire Hunter?
It was an amazing film.
Oh my
god. Like, it was an amazing book.
No, hang on. Hang on. Stop laughing. Stop giggling.
No.
Give it a rating, 1 to 10.
I will give it a decent 8.5.
I would give it a decent 4.5.
I would give it a D out of.
I thought that movie's actual problems weren't with its story or its acting. Even though I thought the acting was crappy, it could have been good, like, jokey acting.
Yeah.
I thought its problem was its editing. Like, its editing was so poor, like, and the way, like, the story progressed seemed so, like, ridiculous. And I don't know, there's that scene at the end of the movie where Mary Elizabeth Winstead is like, "Oh, Abraham, aren't we just going to go to the theater for a nice night tonight?" And then he's like, "Ah, yes, I will be the greatest president ever, and I'll be a vampire, and I'll live forever, blah, blah, blah." And then you're like, "Oh, that's a nice joke they put in there. Nice touch, because he's going to get murdered." So.
Okay, that's not the movie we're talking about.
I'm just saying, I don't like that.
Back on task.
So Lincoln is directed by Steven Spielberg.
Lincoln Lawyer?
From what I've heard, it's
got yeah, very positive reviews. I've read some really great reviews for it, saying mm-hmm. it's kind of like a thinking man movie. It's kind of like The Social Network was in terms of how it's like, it's an action movie, but its action is involving dialogue.
Oh, so Abraham Lincoln Made MySpace.
So it's a drama.
Yes. So it's a drama. But it's like the kind, it's got like really whip
it's
smart
like action with words.
The screenplay was written by Tony Kushner, who's like an award-winning playwright. So apparently the writing is like super excellent. I did not like the movie War Horse that Spielberg put out last year.
It was terrible.
It was really bad. Yeah. I liked Tintin. I thought Tintin was pretty fun.
I feel like I'm just brown-nosing here, but I also agree with that sentiment.
That's good. He's been a little hit and miss lately. I love Munich, and I love The Terminal. Don't love Indiana Jones 4. I do have a lot of love for his remake of War of the Worlds.
So that's Lincoln for you in a nutshell.
So, also coming out next Wednesday is one of my most anticipated movies of the year, is The Silver Linings Playbook.
It's getting really good reviews.
Yeah, with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. Right now they're saying Jennifer Lawrence is apparently the front runner to win Best Actress for the Oscars this year.
Yeah.
I could see that happening, honestly, mostly because of her publicity for being in The Hunger Games, and they just want to give it to her, but I also hear she's quite great in this. It's kind of about a dysfunctional guy that gets out of, like, a mental hospital, or maybe it's prison, and moves back in with his parents.
And a dysfunctional girl.
One of the parents, the dad is played by Robert De Niro, so that's good, and they're saying Oscar attention for him, too. So that should be entertaining. It's getting really great reviews. Some people calling it their favorite movie of the year. So
oh,
I want
yeah.
to see that. So now.
Moving on to books, we have The Life of Pi.
We should clarify books made into movies.
Yeah. That movie, I don't know. That looks really good.
It has a cool trailer. That's all.
Yeah. No, I read some really great reviews for it. They're calling it like kind of like the Hugo of this year, and that it's kind of a kid's movie, but it's like a really fun and really well-made movie, and it's directed by Ang Lee, who did like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the 2003 Hulk movie, which I am probably in the minority of liking because I thought it was really good.
Which one was it?
The one with Eric Bana, where it's like he fights the giant dogs.
What? Oh, I didn't see
Have
that.
You not seen
I
that?
Haven't seen this.
It's actually really,
it
really
sounds
good.
Terrible.
It's like it's like really, really, really dark. And so that's why audiences rejected it, because it was pre-Batman Begins,
okay.
And so people didn't really know how to react to that. And rewatching it is actually really, really well done. And Ang Lee's just a good director. And so this one's about an Indian kid who gets his ship exploded or something.
It sinks.
And he's on, like, a lifeboat with just a tiger, I guess.
It chronicles his adventures.
Have you read the book?
I haven't, actually. Yeah, but I'm assuming that he has adventures to be chronicled.
Yeah.
So,
and it's what's impressive about this movie is apparently it's all international cast and crew. So it's
awesome.
A movie that was filmed in India, directed by I think he's Taiwanese, Ang Lee. Starring an Indian kid, and it's got some British actors, so I think that's really impressive what Ang Lee's doing. So.
Up next, we have...
Games, crappy movie of the week.
Week.
All right, Gabe.
What do you have for us?
Oh, man. This week, I'm reviewing one of the best movies ever.
That you haven't seen yet.
That I haven't seen yet. The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 2, and The Deathly Hallows.
Great.
That doesn't seem right.
All right, speaking as somebody who hasn't seen...
Excuse me. Is this called Karen's Breaking Dawn week? I get first say here, sir. I'm sorry. Do I need to say more? It's Twilight. It's the dawn is breaking, and it's the part two.
What exactly? Speaking of,
I'm gonna give a review solely on the title.
I've never seen any of these movies or read the books. But what is the premise?
It's about vampires.
Well, I know.
Okay, a woman is in love with a vampire.
Yeah,
and she's also in love.
I get that.
I'm trying to explain to you, man.
There's a girl with a rare disease where she can't feel emotion.
played by an actress with also a rare disease where she can't feel emotion.
What a coincidence.
Okay, so it's this woman. She's in love with a vampire and a werewolf, apparently.
At the same time.
At the same time. So you got this whole love triangle deal.
It's kind of like, in real life, it's like me and Jessica Alba and Jessica Biel. Like, they're both fighting over me.
Wait,
it's like, I don't know, right?
Just like, doesn't the werewolf, like, marry her child?
You know what? I don't know.
Spoilers?
I heard about that.
Okay. Our resident Twilight expert.
Retrospective spoiler alert.
Coming from a person... Well, everybody who's seen the movies have probably read the book.
That's true. It is a very narrow demographic.
Coming from a person, as in myself, who's actually seen all the movies except for this one that's come out.
Oh, God.
Like, for different circumstances, mostly just for girls, you know, for the girls' sake.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
You
gotta
take the ladies to the movies sometimes. They're terrible. They're just like, it could stand to have an interesting story if it was executed well, but they're like, they make every mistake in movies that movies shouldn't make, and they do it with no shame, but they're not self-aware, and the movie's got some of the worst acting I've ever seen, and I'm pretty sure Taylor Lautner is illiterate, because he is a fool. He is an idiot, and I do indeed detest him as a person, and I hope he gives up from acting forever. Sorry, Shark Boy. I know you're an actor, and I'm not, but
Nat,
I don't care.
Action movie starting with an A was so good.
Abduction?
Yes.
That's one of the worst movies I have ever seen in my entire life.
Really? I liked it just as much as...
That movie was like
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
They gave a 5-year-old like a piece of paper and a red crayon, and he just like drew the story.
That's what it'd
be. They would have made it into a movie. It would be Abduction with Taylor Lautner. Now, if they gave like a 45-year-old woman a crayon and a piece of paper and told her to make whatever story she wanted, it would be the Twilight Saga.
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, which was inspired by Twilight.
In all fairness, I think that will end up being a better series than Twilight.
Because that's mature, but 50 Shades of Grey was inspired. 50 Shades of Grey started as Twilight fan fiction.
Yeah, and then they got really popular.
I just want to start writing, like, Lord of the Rings fan fiction.
Here, Merry and Pippin erotic fan fiction.
50
oh, God.
Shades of...
Why do you have to bring that into
50
it?
Shades of Ring.
Of chainmail or something. I don't know.
All right, moving on.
Well, we got a movie that almost all of us except for Will saw.
It's so good.
It is very
good. I hear it's good. It's
called...
Skyfall.
I was going to say not that. I was going to say... The Muppets movie.
Yeah, I saw that and it was amazing.
I saw Tooken 2.
I saw
Tooken 2.
With Liam Neeson.
Now, let's talk Skyfall for a second. When I was watching the movie, I had some kind of mixed feelings, especially kind of without spoiling it. The third act is really different from anything any Bond movie has ever seen besides.
Yeah, it's weird.
You know, besides that one Sean Connery one where he came back after being retired, never say never again. That was a bad one. But after you kind of take it in, I felt that it was like one of the best Bond movies.
Yeah, I had to think on it a bit before I really liked it.
I agree. I think that the third act, once you'd sort of processed it, it worked.
Yeah, it did, absolutely. But while you're watching it, you're kind of, like, iffy, especially on the first time. But I feel like if you give it a second look, you'll be like, this works a lot. And it does work for the story, and it's explored in a way that's never been explored in a Bond film. And also, can we talk about the acting? I love
that.
Oh, oh my goodness. Javier Bardem is
the villain,
so good.
Without spoiling too much, the villain is, in my opinion, probably one of the best in any Bond movie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There definitely were some, like, kind of hints of Heath Ledger and the Joker in there. He's not as maniacal. Javier Bardem isn't as maniacal as Heath Ledger is, but he's really great. He's a great actor. And I love Ben Whishaw, who plays the new Q in the movie.
Oh, yes.
He was so great.
Yeah, he was.
He's also in Cloud Atlas, which is only here for about 2 more days before it leaves. So you should definitely go see that. He's great in that, too. But it's just got a bunch of new great actors. Judi Dench does some of her best acting
in Bond movies. I think especially, you saw this with the previous two movies, but especially with this one, it was sort of able to go back to the original intent of the Bond books, which tended to be substantially darker.
And also more focused on the spy organizations themselves.
Yeah, but, like, I think that this one sort of, like, brought back a lot of the humor of Yeah. Like, you got that sense of, like, dry.
Yeah,
dry
and that's also what Casino Royale aimed to do. Was I read the book for Casino Royale, and Casino Royale is the first Bond movie to actually use something besides the title from the books and put it in the movies, and it did it so well. I am, again, in the minority in liking Quantum. I thought it was a fun movie. It was pretty stupid, but like it's fun. A lot of people tend to crap on it, but I thought it was good. But this is very, I think it's worth the 4-year wait from the last Bond movie.
Yeah.
And you should definitely go see it. And it's making bank at the box office. So if you're thinking, like, your girlfriend wants to take you to Twilight, well, be like, hey, tomorrow we're going to see Skyfall or something like
that. Deal with it.
Yeah, so.
Good movie. Go see it.
Go see it.
Also, this Sunday, Saturday, Sunday, someday. See what I did there? Because someday sounds like Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Wii U comes out.
Who cares?
And that's the end of the podcast.
Nintendo with their next console. It still baffles me that they put the name Wii in the name.
Seriously,
because
they're
so many people see the Wii as like a kid, for really young people
and
really old people.
Well, it is for young people and really old people.
It's like, let's go bowling.
Like, honestly, if you're gonna have a Wii, and this is what happened to me, I bought the Wii because, you know, I was younger, A, and B, I love the motion crap. It was awesome, but it's like, if you want to be one of those hardcore, like, Call of Duty gamers, then you're going to have to invest in getting another console.
Mm-hmm.
The thing
about the Wii U is, I don't think the system itself is going to be that great, but there's going to be some amazing games. Like, there's definitely going to be a new Super Smash Brothers, going to be more Zelda, more Mario.
Oh, like, yes. Stuff, like, the return of those classic games is definitely...
And that's what
Nintendo
we play Nintendo
best.
For,
yeah.
right? I mean...
That's,
like, you don't play Nintendo for Call of Duty or Halo.
Yeah,
you play it for, like,
exactly.
Mario.
You play it for Zelda and Mario. Yeah.
So I'm saying if you're going to shell out on the Wii, you just have to go in with those expectations of you're probably going to get Wii-caliber games. There's going to be, like, Assassin's Creed 3 and Arkham City.
Yeah,
but,
nothing new for them, though. Or very little new for them. Also, pretty much the greatest title that's coming out for it ever, or at least it's coming out on launch day, is called
Zombie U.
Yeah, you play Zombie Apocalypse Survival. You see how far you can get in the level. You know, shoot some zombies. And then when your character dies, you actually start as a new character and with, you know, no items. And then if you kill your old character, you get all your stuff back.
That's awesome.
So it's got that really cool, you know, like, you keep getting further farther and farther as long as you keep
going.
Here's
my thing. The motion controls are such a good idea. I feel like the Wii should have their own branch of designers that are working to cater to an older audience, like teenagers that want to have a samurai sword and cut people's heads off and, like, see a lot of blood, because, let's face it, that's what a lot of people want.
That is the primary demographic.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they should work towards that, but, you know, if not, then whatever.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in. Our special shout-out this week goes to Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
Shout-out to Taylor Lautner, everybody.
I hate you, and if you're listening to this, don't come to my house anymore.
How did you find this also?
Yeah.
thanks for listening,
guys. Thanks for clicking.
Yeah. We'll see you next time.